I was over there biting my lip because I wanted to sing so much. You know, I'm like, I'm not messing up. And then I did the clap. How we were doing that, so I was trying to help Daryl get the beat, you know. And then the way you guys were just kept on and that, I go, they're going to go into the Hallelujah chorus. Look at that. They got all the different parts coming in and all of that. That was such a blessing. So powerful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was. And I'm looking at John and Mike because I go, I know they're going to be allowed to sing. Just give them a minute. Give them a minute. You know, they're just. And boom, right in it, on time, in rhythm, on key. I don't know how that is, but that's how it is when I see it. All right, so school's getting ready to start. Woo, big time. So I thought that this would be a good time to kind of give us that pre-assessment test, you know. You're supposed to have, you know, so this is your pre-assessment test, all right? And I just want to run by a few questions for you, and then you can just raise your hand and we'll answer them together as a class, all right? How many of us believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and have accepted him as our personal Lord and Savior? Look at that. Don't you wish school had been that easy? All right, but we're going to go on. How many of us believe that God is loving and gracious and that God loves us and loves all people and that all people are children of God? Look at this. See? That wasn't hard. So here's another one. Always one in class. Notes are being taken. Records are being kept. You will be sitting on the front row. How many of us believe that God wants us to care for ourselves, care for others, and care for the planet? As John Brewer would say, easy peasy. This was a simple test. That's it. That's it. You guys thought I was going to try to trip you up and do something on that. You guys thought? I know. I could see it in your eyes. I see how you are. Chances are very good that we would probably agree with a few other belief statements as well. But here's the deal. See, what happens is sometimes when we hear the word faith and we hear the word belief, we just see them as interchangeable. We think of them as identical twins. But they're not really. Because if you dig deeper, what you discover is that they're more like cousins. They're not exactly the same. There's a difference. For example, we can believe that it's possible to jump out of an airplane with a parachute, pull the ripcord, and land safely on the ground. Most people would say that's a true statement. Most people would believe that to be true. Faith is when we put the parachute on, pull the ripcord, you know, and land safely on the ground. You see the difference? You don't have to. See how that works? You can believe one thing, but having faith is putting the parachute on. Faith is when we actually move ourselves into action about what we actually believe. That's the difference between faith and belief. Faith is putting our belief in action. We can't just say it. We have to show it. Faith is when we have enough confidence in God to the point that it causes us to act. In our passage and throughout the Bible, we see how faith impacts the way people live. It impacts the choices that they make. It impacts the things that they do. We can say we believe in God's promises. We can sing about God's faithfulness. But that doesn't mean we have faith. You've heard it before. I'm telling you again, faith is a muscle we use, not a pill we take. And just like a muscle, our faith to grow has to be exercised. For our faith to grow stronger, we have to exercise it and use it every day. And here's the thing. Faith is like a toothbrush. You should have one. You should use it. You should use it maybe more than once a day. Some of us do it 7 times a day. We have issues. But you shouldn't use someone else's toothbrush. See how that is? All right? I can watch as many Rock movies, Dwayne Johnson movies, as I want to watch. But I'm not going to have those muscles unless... And I can't get Brian Kelly to work out for me. He can't do the exercises for me. The only way, if I ever want to have strong muscles, is if I do the exercise. I can listen to Howard and Rick play the music all the time. I can listen to them every single day. But I'm never going to learn how to play the music if I don't practice the music. It doesn't work that way. They can't practice it for me. I have to do that myself. We can say what we believe, but it's when we put our belief in action that we begin to show our faith. That's how it works. It's an easy thing to feel like we believe, but faith is not situated in our feelings. Faith is situated in our feet. That's why the Bible calls it walking by faith, not by feeling by faith. We have to go in action. We have to be in motion. Faith is not in the words that we say. Faith is in the way that we walk. And unless our faith makes it all the way down to our feet, it's not faith. Exercising faith makes God involvement in our life not just a theory in our mind, but a reality in our life. For faith to work, it has to be practiced. For faith to grow, it has to be exercised. For faith to get us where we need to be, we need to move. Now, some people, businesses, even some churches, they have these things called the motion detector lights. You know, and that's where if you walk into a room and there's no light on, but when you walk into the room, what happens?
The lights
come on. You don't have to flip a switch. The lights automatically come on. All right, and then when you leave, the lights go off. But what triggers that? Your motion. You moving into that room causes the light to come on. Well, that's the way it kind of works with faith. God gives us the power and the light we need when we need it, but sometimes there has to be some motion on our part. We have to walk for it to be activated. If there's no movement in faith, there'll be no power in our life. The two are tied together. We trigger it. We trigger the use of God's power in our life when we carry out our actions through our faith. And acting in faith can be hard. The African impala can jump 10 feet high, 30 feet in distance. And yet, it can be kept in a zoo with just a little 3-foot wall. Because the impala won't jump if it can't see where its feet are going to land. We have that kind of power, but we get fearful. And we're afraid. We can't see where it's going to take us. We don't know where we're going to land. And we allow that fear to imprison us, just like that impala. That's why it's called a leap of faith. If you knew you could make it, if you knew you could do it, then you wouldn't require the faith. You wouldn't need it. We can walk in faith and feel afraid at the same time. We can walk in faith and feel doubt at the same time. We can walk in faith and feel lonely or angry or depressed or cynical, but we keep walking in faith because faith is not about believing without doubt. It's about believing with hope. And it's not a straight line journey. It's not a straight line journey. It took Moses and the Israelites 40 years to get to the promised land. Look at any map.
Egypt ain't that far away from Israel. You know why it took them 40 years? Because they wandered and got lost. They failed to trust in God. And it took 40 years for that trust to develop and to grow. It wasn't a straight line journey. Abraham and Sarah, same thing on their journey. Mm-hmm. Just because they're trying to be faithful, they faced starvation, they faced fears of violence, they had all kinds of problems. They ended up in Egypt and they had to go back, all kinds of things going on. It's not always a straight line journey. The Abraham part of the story that we need to remember is this. It's just four words. And so he went. That's it. That's what faith is. And so he went. God called, and so he went. Same. God called, and so we go. Again, it's not easy. It's kind of like driving in the dark with no streetlights, no GPS, no map, no picture of what our destination looks like. It's just our headlights showing a little bit ahead, just a little way ahead. But we can make the whole trip that way. We don't have to see the whole road. We don't have to see everything. We just need to see a little bit. How do we move from belief to faith? Again, one step at a time. One foot in front of another. Jesus doesn't expect us to make the whole journey at once. It's a walk of faith. We continue to take a step by faith, and then another step, and then another step. Our faith is demonstrated in our actions. Again, faith is a muscle. And here's the thing. Like any muscle, if you do not use it, it will atrophy. If you do not use it, you lose it. Now, maybe it's been a while since you've exercised your faith. You know, some of you used to exercise your faith all the time. Some of you probably used to work out all the time. And then you got comfortable, or you got fearful, or you got lazy, or for whatever reason, but you quit. And you haven't exercised your faith in a while. It's been a while since you really decided to trust God completely. It's been a while since you really became obedient. It's been a while since you just put all of your trust in God. Well, guess what? There's a thing called muscle memory. And you can begin working it again anytime you want. Because faith is not something that we generate. Faith is a gift God gives to each of us. Every single person gets the same amount of faith. And if you say, well, so-and-so's faith is a whole lot bigger than mine, so-and-so's faith is a whole lot stronger than mine, so-and-so's faith is better. No. It all started the same. The ones who are bigger and stronger use it. You use it or you lose it. Our faith, our walk, our trust, our obedience to God is an opportunity we're given every single day. Are we going to trust in God? Are we willing to take the leap? Are we willing to just put ourselves completely in God's hand and say, God, I can't see the way. I don't know where you're leading me. And I know I'm going to make some wrong turns. And I'm going to make some mistakes. And I'm going to fail, and I'm going to fall, but I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you to correct me when I'm wrong. I'm going to trust you to forgive me when I've sinned. And I'm going to trust you to pick me up when I fall. Because I trust in you, God. I trust in you. Faith is God's gift to us. You can bury it. You can deny it. You can sweep it in a closet. Or you can believe that it's true. And you can use it, and you can exercise it, and you can allow God to lead you to the promise of His promise for you and for your life. Amen.
Amen.